Tomorrow, the Congressional Budget Office releases its analysis of the health care bill that passed the House last month. We'll have a better idea of what it would cost. One of the big sticking points of the bill was how to provide affordable coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. An amendment allocated $15 billion to fund something called an invisible high-risk pool. It's an idea Republicans borrowed in part from Maine. Patty White from Maine Public Radio explains how it worked.
It was called invisible because people in Maine didn't even know if they were in it. When they applied for health insurance, they had to fill out a questionnaire about their health. If they had certain medical conditions, they were placed into a high-risk pool, a group of consumers with more expensive health costs. But Maine consumers didn't know if they were in this pool because their policy and premiums didn't increase. The cost of their more expensive health bills, says independent consultant Mitchell Stein, were paid by a nonprofit entity set up by the state.
The act of paying the claims would be taken over by MGARA.
MGARA, the Maine Guaranteed Access Reinsurance Association. It paid claims for these high-cost patients from a pot of money that came from two places, the premiums within that high-risk pool and a $4 a month surcharge on all policyholders in the state. It was just one part of a larger health reform law in Maine, which makes a straight-up assessment difficult, says Stein, but...
The invisible high-risk pool is a great theory and can be an appropriate way to handle these things.
And Maine's Bureau of Insurance Superintendent Eric Chapa agrees.
Well, in Maine, you know, for the period of time it was operating, it worked very well.
The program started in 2012 and was suspended in 2014 when the Affordable Care Act's marketplaces started. Even though it was brief, Chapa says the invisible high-risk pool did keep costs down in the individual market, where Anthem was the largest insurer.
When Anthem filed their rates for that product, they had to indicate what the rate would be without the invisible high-risk pool or MGARA, and what the rate would be when they reflect the benefits, i.e. the subsidy.
Without the invisible high-risk pool, Chapa says, Anthem would have increased rates more than 20%. Instead, they increased less than 2%. But one critical component of Maine's invisible high-risk pool, says Steve Butterfield of the Maine-based advocacy group Consumers for Affordable Healthcare, is that it was well-funded. The Republican health care bill, he says, is not.
And an analysis that was done on what this program would need showed that it would need $15 to $20 billion per year to have any kind of reasonable impact on premiums.
$15 to $20 billion per year. The GOP bill allocates about that amount of money, but to be used over a decade.
One of our concerns is if the feds are going to put this in place and only kick in, you know, a token amount of money, is it going to be up to the states, you know, to pick up the tab to make it work?
Furthermore, Butterfield says right now there's no need for them. The idea to use invisible high-risk pools solves a problem that the GOP healthcare bill creates in the first place. Right now, people can get insurance regardless of health status, whether or not they have a pre-existing condition. It's the legislation that allows states to opt out of that Affordable Care Act rule.
I don't understand why it would be a good idea to, on the one hand, say, well, we're worried about pre-existing conditions, so we're going to throw not enough money at a problem that we're creating at the same time that we're going to let insurance companies charge sick people more.
And the invisible high-risk pool, says consultant Mitchell Stein, is just one small proposal within the larger health bill.
There's nothing inherently wrong with it, but it doesn't really fix all of the other problems in the bill.
Which, Stein says, include potential changes to a guaranteed set of benefits and cuts to Medicaid. For NPR News, I'm Patty White in Portland, Maine.
This story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, local public radio stations, and Kaiser Health News.